Well, hello, everyone. I hope you all are doing good and you're having a wonderful day. I want to spend just a few minutes with you tonight and look at two different Old Testament people in the Bible, wonderful examples that we have. The first one is Joseph. And if you have your Bibles, and I hope you do in front of you, turn to Genesis chapter 50. In a minute, we're going to be reading verses 15 through 21. This is toward the end of the story of Joseph. And we all know what happened to Joseph and all that he went through with his brother selling him off into slavery. And he ended up being the second highest ranked man in the world at that time. But this is right, we joined this reading right after the brothers, Joseph's dad, Jacob, had died. So starting in verse 15, it says, "When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, 'Perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him.' So they sent messengers to Joseph, saying, 'Before your father died, he commanded, saying, Thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father.' And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for I am in the place of God. For am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me.'" And here's the part I want to talk about tonight. "But God meant it for good, in order to bring it about, as it is this day, to save many people. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.' And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." And I love that part where, what an attitude Joseph had. He didn't blame his brothers. And when we all know that whole story of all the suffering that he went through, Joseph, and he still knew that it all happened for a reason, that God is in full control, and all these things happen for a reason. There's another example, and you can't have a lesson like this without thinking of Job, but in the book of Job, chapter 23, verses 10 and 11, Job says, "But he knows the way I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way, and I have not turned aside." Wow, when you think of all the suffering and everything Job went through, and for him to be able to say this, that's just amazing to me. Joseph and Job both knew that God was in full control. They knew why they were on this earth. It was to not necessarily have the greatest time in the world on this earth, but to serve God, keep his commandments, so they could go to heaven and be with God eternally. And that's what I want to kind of compare that to, what a lot of people are saying when you watch the news or just general and talking to people. Today's times, I hear out in the world a lot is, oh, 2020 has been a terrible year. We've got this COVID thing. Some people are upset over the election and all the stuff that's going on with that. The media. For years, the lack of respect for authority, it's really shown in a lot of people today. The lack of respect for God. There's a lot of reasons for us to be down or depressed. And I'm hearing that too, that more and more Americans are depressed now than ever before. I want to ask you something. And these three men don't know I'm saying this. I'm going to give three examples of men you know in our church. Well, one is my dad, who is not a member of the Westside congregation. But if you ask my dad, Darrell Fagan, or Jim Woolsey, has 2020 been a good year? Every one of them is going to, because they've gone through a lot this year. Darrell Of course, we hadn't gotten to see Darl at church in a long time. He doesn't feel well at all. He's had a terrible year health-wise. Jim Woolsey can't hardly walk. It kills his knees just to walk in and out of the church building. And someone else that I know super well is my dad. Dad's a very positive person, very friendly and always smiling. Can't see hardly anything. He can keep from running into you and most and all that, but Dad still has had a lot of issues this year. But all three of those men, you can ask them, and several more in our congregation I can use. So I feel kind of bad just listing the three, but you can ask them, hey, has 2020 been a great year for you? Well, they're going to say, well, it hadn't been as good as others. But all three of these men know why they're here on this earth. And they realize if they just pass the test, so to speak, that there is a better place for them. And that's how we need to try to be. We have a lot of things that we can be upset about. Joseph had a lot of things that he could be upset about in the way his earlier part of his life turned out. And Job, for goodness sakes, Job had all kinds of reasons to be upset. But they knew God was in control. They knew God was with them. And they knew there was a reward after life here on this earth. And I just wanted to bring those points to you because I hear an awful lot out in the world, and it's sad that people don't have God in their lives. But I love what Jesus said in Matthew 10:28. He said, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Y'all, we need to all realize that things aren't always going to go like perfect for us. We don't like a lot of the things that are going on in America today, and I certainly don't. I'd be the first one to raise my hand. But if you really think about it, what we've gone through with this COVID issue is nothing compared to what Job went through. And I say it's nothing compared to what Joseph went through. And you can look at others and lots of other examples in the Bible. Moses and Joshua, just go on, Noah, on and on and on. There's examples of people in the Bible. We could turn this into an hour-long lesson, but the whole point of my lesson is let's know in your heart that God is in control. And let's go back to what Job said. "I shall come forth as gold. I have kept his way and not turned aside." What a wonderful verse. I love you all, and I can't wait for us to all be back and things be back to normal again. Goodbye.